Scott, why don't we start with you?
Mayor, there is one item bring to your attention. We received a letter dated, July 3, 2018, from the law firm representing Harbor Vista Homeowners Association. They have requested the city to, they call it a petition, the city to allow them to acquire property in Amherst Avenue on the east side of Amherst Avenue, which I believe is in front of their condominium structures. They would like to purchase those parking spaces. We do need to respond to their request. Have you had a chance to think about this? Or?
I have. Can we?
Yeah.
I have.
You have it?
Yeah, I received a copy too and read it. And in reference to it, they presented to us the parking situation on Amherst Avenue. And this appears to me that it would just add to it. Am I correct?
Well, one could easily form that opinion. I suppose you could, yes. They were complaining about lack of parking, and now they want to acquire the public parking spaces on Amherst Avenue, on the east side of Amherst Avenue. That's the ocean side of Amherst Avenue. So, but you have to respond to them.
So, listen, isn't this already in the right-of-way?
Those parking spaces are in the right-of-way.
As opposed to other things that have happened that were not, they were on...
There is a different
property.
Separate block and lot.
Correct.
Well, I've never heard of like getting anything away that's put in the right-of-way unless you can tell me. If you have a right-of-way that needs to be abandoned, there's a whole law that deals with that. And
or a public benefit.
It's not like selling.
Well, here's what he says. We anticipate the city would be amenable to the sale of the property to the association upon similar returns, because he's referencing the other side of the street where we have the new bulkhead being put in. It was a private lot that was deeded to us, and we've been requested a deed back a portion. So I do need to respond.
Well, I also never understood if we have a parking dilemma and taking away to some private people helps that dilemma in any way at all. It just doesn't make sense to me. Shooter.
Sounds like it's a no.
That's the feel I'm getting here, that this is a no. So if you instruct me, I will respond to Mr. Baranowski and tell him it is no. Although I see Ed Berger here, maybe he'll relay that message. Okay. But I think we should respond officially.
Okay. Anything else, Scott?
The NIFWIF grant we spoke to at the Capitol meeting, and I would urge us to pass that resolution so that Mr. Rotella and Stu Farrell move forward on that application to seek to obtain additional grant money for our dredging, which is related to the resiliency and to restoration of wetlands. So I think that's what I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Scott.
The letter you guys got was inspired by the activities of the city on Amherst Avenue as it related to the parking situation. The approval of the restaurant across the street, which would have required 60 parking spots, which required none, showed us that there was not a focus or priority on concerning itself on the parking down in that area. Very evident by its actions. The second activity of not by public sale or auction, but by private sale through exchange for the bulkhead of the seven parking spots to Jim Leeds, which was an opportunity for that developer to enhance the value of his property. And I'm not an attorney, but in what I read, my understanding was is that when a city's got property that is either sold at public auction or it is sold by private sale if it's unneeded property. And I don't think that, necessarily if that was the case, you're determining that the seven spots that you swapped for the bulkhead was unneeded property, that the seven parking spots in addition to the 60 that the restaurant blew off was unneeded property. That inspired my neighbors and I to say, something, if a developer in the neighborhood can enhance the value of his property by paying some sort of consideration, whether it's bulkhead or dollars, then as residents of this city, that we too are entitled to enhance the value of our properties by reaching out to the city and saying to them that we want the exact same consideration that was given to the developer across the street from us. We feel on no uncertain terms that denying us the same opportunity that you denied the developer is either hypocritical or an exception. And in either case, we take exception to that. So that was the motivation behind the letter that you guys got and summarily dismissed today. I think that there's certainly grounds for the letter. I think that we certainly are well aware of the overall parking situation in the area. I think that other irresponsible actions like approving the development of the area without having an effective safety survey done of the area is also indicative that in this particular case, with me being one of the top cheerleaders for the city of Margate, to look at a situation and say that this was wrong, it was handled improperly, and it was, and as residents across the street, we felt and still sincerely feel that the ratables that were involved in this were put before the residents and the immediate residents that live across the street from the properties.
Thank you, Ed. Any other public comment? Is there a motion to close public comment?
So moved. Second.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.
Is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.
I know.